Hello, I'm Dr. Roger Steinert. This is the last of my communications about ESCRS, and I'd like to share my thoughts about one of the most exciting and most common of the topics presented at ESCRS, which is collagen cross-linking. Now, if you're not a cornea specialist, you may not think that this applies to you, but trust me, it does. And the excitement really is over two things. The one that applies, I think, to all comprehensive ophthalmologists is the potential for the cross-linking technology to have a major impact on how we manage corneal infiltrates, infectious corneal infiltrates. There were a handful of presentations, all very encouraging, that the cross-linking technology, namely the soaking of riboflavin as a chromophore into the cornea, followed by exposure to ultraviolet light, may speed up the eradication of organisms, in fact, potentially even completely replace the need for antibiotics or antifungals, but in addition, leave the cornea clearer. And this is something that would really be a game changer in how we manage infectious keratitis. Can you imagine a patient coming in with fungal infection or acanthamoeba or Pseudomonas, and instead of the prolonged pain and prolonged treatment that they're currently subjected to, be able to undergo one or maybe even a couple of treatments as we further develop this, and at the end up with an intact cornea, potentially not even needing restorative penetrating or lamellar keratoplasty. Now, that would be truly remarkable. Now, for those of you who are not that familiar with cross-linking, this has been around for over a decade now, first done experimentally and then extensive treatments in Europe, and there's no evidence of any significant safety factor. There are some haze issues which do potentially relate to the removal of the epithelium to allow penetration of the riboflavin. So some of the other papers were addressing that issue about ways of either pharmacologically altering the riboflavin to get better penetration through the epithelium or locally disrupting the epithelium, such as there are devices that create little puncture spots with intact epithelium in between, and potential for using laser to break down some of the epithelial barriers without completely removing the epithelium. These are all things I think that are works in progress. I did not see any consistent evidence that this was as effective as complete epithelium off, and there were some papers that argued that, in fact, it was not as good as full epithelial removal. But I think the other thing that I'm picking up is that there's a much more concerted effort to develop some way of measuring the penetration of the riboflavin into the cornea, how deep it is, how thick it is, how dense it is, rather, and then use that as a guide as to whether there's been adequate preparation before the ultraviolet exposure. And finally, there, not surprisingly, is some work going on in finding alternative chromophores to riboflavin, which is just a vitamin, and to come up with something else that will be equally or potentially more effective and at the same time penetrate through the epithelium and avoid the necessity to remove the epithelium, which, as I said, can trigger haze as well as does create several days of pain for the patient. So this is Roger Steinert. I'm the chair of ophthalmology at the University of California, Irvine, and director of the Gavin Herbert Eye Institute there. On behalf of Medscape, so long.